First, I want to say here that here's some principles to guide us, to guide our giving in this passage. And we see here first of all, but one thing, you know, the work of God, I thank God for churches like this and for people like you that give and to forward the work of God. If it wasn't for you guys in churches like this, we missionaries would not be able to be on the field. But would you agree with me this morning that there's a lack of giving? There's a lack of, there's carelessness of giving. And there's a hindrance and undisciplined. People are really undisciplined in their finances, in their money. And, you know, I come back to the States and people are buying this and they this and this. I was like, oh, you don't need that, you know. And when I live in Mexico, I see that, man, every board, everything is not thrown away, you know, and they don't use it for something. And I thought, well, I can come back now to the States and build a whole house without, you know, just going to the junkyard, I mean, or just going to the landfill, I mean. But, you know, the work of God suffers because of lack of giving, and it's you know, we have the privilege and the responsibility to give to the Lord and to the work of the Lord, but it does suffer. So I got some principles to guide us our giving from this passage that we read this morning. Paul's writing to the Corinthians, and he said, I want to tell you about the Macedonians. The Macedonians, they get it. They're givers. And God gives them, give back to them. You give to God, and He'll give back to you. I guarantee you that. I want to tell you a story. I'm just here to. It's your mission conference, and I want to say that I try to encourage you. It's hard. It's my first message preaching in English because I want to preach in Spanish. I think it's a little bit easier to speak in Spanish right now than it is in English. So if I get tongue twisted, you know what I mean. But I say God will give back to you if you give. When we first went to Mexico, I'd saved a lot of money doing through the deportation and I had some savings of $17,000. And so we got to Mexico and we started to help a national, and he was another city. We rented a house in one city, and we weren't doing anything that night, and so we lived in the Irapuato, Guanajuato. How many can say that really quickly? Irapuato, Guanajuato. You can. That's just because you're Spanish. And wasn't doing anything that night, and so I began to do some Bible studies with some guys, and they said, well, let's start us a church. I said, yeah, let's start a church. We're not doing anything on Sunday night, so we can start one. And so we rented a building, and those guys never showed up. So we started knocking on doors and inviting people because we already had a year lease on it, so we might as well do something of it. But it started to grow. And just right up the road from where we rented it was a building. And they wanted $24,000. And I had $17,000. I could either give that or not. But I'm not saying to brag. I'm just trying to encourage you, okay? It's far from me to say. We gave the $17,000. And another church in Irwin, Tennessee gave $5,000. Another church gave us some, and we bought the building. And we've been there, and it's grown, it's doing really good. But I want to say that, but 5 years later, God gave us a camp, and I didn't pay a dime for that. And that was $120,000, and I didn't pay 1 cent, amen, in Mexico. I'm not saying that it's not a prosperity gospel. I'm not preaching a prosperity gospel. All this is for the Lord. But I'm just saying that God does give back, and He will honor those things. But the first principle I want to see here about our giving is, number verse 5, it says They first gave themselves. You're not going to give anything to missions if you haven't gave yourself to the Lord. Did you know it's real easy? You know, lost people will give to hungry kids, feed the kids, you know. Would you try to get lost people to give so you can go and print Bibles? They won't do it. Or the gospel. But it's up to us to do that. It's up to us to be able. But we will not give to the Lord if we don't give ourselves to the Lord. That's the reason lost people don't give to the gospel. They'll give. I drove down the road and went to a toll road in Mexico. They're taking up money. I said, "What are you taking up money for?" He says, "To help the animals." I said, "I don't want to give it. You know, it may be good, okay, but to me, I just don't. They don't give the programs. So, you know, I mean, I'm from East Tennessee. We're a little different out there. I think dog gets sick. Oh well, you know, it's just different." But you first got to give yourself. In verse 5, if we see the first principle here, and it says in here, "And this they did, not as hoping, but first gave themselves to the Lord." The Macedonians gave themselves first to the Lord. God doesn't take pleasure in the sacrifice of the wicked. But he does take pleasure in those that want to live right and do right and love God. God wants us. We sang the song this morning. I like that song. That God owns it all. Amen. I mean, riches and glory. It's all his. But God wants us. Number one. How are we faring? How are we doing? Does God have your heart? Are you in tune with God? Are you close to God? Or are you far away? Are you doing what God has called you to do? We got to, you know, Romans says, present yourselves a living sacrifice in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Guy says, you know, you've heard probably the saying, you know, we'll die for God anytime, but will we live for him? Well, why don't we live for him? Amen. We need to live for God. Give your life to the Lord. What is God telling you to do? Is he talking to you? He says, draw nigher to me. Give me your life to me. Are you in sin? God says, I will forgive you. Just draw nigh unto me, and there's abundant things that you can serve me in a matter. But give yourself first. Before I got saved at the age of 16, I went to the old country church. They preached. You either got in or got out because it was too hot. I mean, it's like Brother Harvey when he preached here. Then they'd leave. They wouldn't come back because they couldn't handle it. I mean, or they got in, amen. They got saved, gave their life to the Lord. But I got out of the church and I wasn't saved. But at age 16, I got in. I gave myself to the Lord fully, completely. And then God began to open up doors for me. Because I began to give up. And I worked in a factory after I got out of high school. I worked at Factory Magnavox. And we built those devilish televisions. And a friend of mine came by and he says, I was 20 years old. He says, hey, me and four or five other guys are going from Great Tennessee. We're going to Russia. And we're going to be giving out Bibles. And he said, they're standing on the corners and they're standing in line just waiting for to get a free Bible and things. So, you know what? I went with him. I didn't know that God was going to call me to Mexico years down the road. But one step at a time. You got to start somewhere. And this is your starting point. Is you start by giving yourself to the Lord. This is a missions conference. First things first. Maybe tonight I'll preach on this same subject. I think that's what the Lord would want me to do. But giving yourself first. Because it will not. You'll not enjoy giving. You'll not enjoy doing the things. You'll not advance to the next step if you do not give yourself a living sacrifice to the Lord. There's more to do. And there's joy. Sometimes we think over and over and do the same things, and But I thought about this morning when talking to Pastor Harvey. He still has that joy of winning souls. Amen. And I said, Lord, if you can give me that passion as all my life as you have, Pastor Harvey, I'll be happy. Amen. Now, let's look at another principle of giving in verse 5. It says, first gave to the Lord and then unto us. They first gave to the Lord, and then the Macedonians, great people, wonderful people, sold out just like Tabernacle Baptist Church. Amen. They loved God. And then they gave this principle of guidance of how to give. They gave to Paul and the ministries. And so, here we have the principle of giving through channels. We can't just literally go up and say, have anybody seen God? I got $50 I need to give to him. I forgot, you know. No, you don't do that, no. But you give through channels. When you give to the church, when you give to the pastor, when you give your tithes to the church, you're giving to God. And when you give to missions, you're giving it to God. And God says, well done, my child. Well done. And there's a principle. You cannot literally give it to God. Must go through the church or missionary or the man of God. They gave it to Paul. The funds to help the poor Jerusalem church in Jerusalem that was suffering. This is what Paul said, I want to tell you about a good church. Amen. The question is, will this be a good church? Only you can answer that. Only you can do that by giving. Now let's look at another principle. In verse 5, we see another principle here. Principles to guide our giving. First, we give our what? Self. Number 2, we give through channels. And number 3, we give in the will of God. In the will of God. This week, seek God's heart. What does God want? Have you been praying what God would have you to do? Are you seeking God's face about this? If you're cold and dead and indifferent and you're far away from God, you haven't prayed. But if you are really seeking God, is that God will bless you. And we need to be praying. We need to seek God's will. We need God's wisdom and discernment. You can't just give it to anybody. When I was in Bible college, we went down to... I ordered a box of tracts from Fellowship Tract Leaders. 10,000 in a box. And so we went down to the... Benny Hinn came to town. Amen. And so we went downtown, me and my buddies, the cronies. So we went down there, and we stood outside of the gate when they come out, outside the doors, giving out the gospel tracts so they could really get saved. Amen. That stuff inside. You had to pay $25. That was 17 years ago, just to get inside and get a ticket to get Benny to lay his hand on you. Amen. I want to tell you, don't give to that stuff. He needs discernment. Guy came out and his wife, and he says, are you part of that crowd in there? We said, no. He said, I brought my wife down here, and they didn't do nothing for my wife. They can't heal. I said, no, but I want to tell you, we are not of them, and we're here to tell you the gospel. Amen. So we got to be careful what we give and what we do. And not every missionary comes through here that you probably want to support, because there's some that are, I hate to say it, but duds. Amen. Need to pray. That's the Lord. Only me and Tim is the good guys here, okay? All right? All right. Amen. Say amen, Tim. Amen. Amen. No, but you really do. I mean, you know, I mean, that's the reason we send letters. Well, what are you doing, you know? I mean, we got to have discernment where to give. Give to the work. Give to the work that is 100% true to God. Yes, that's where our money needs to go. I believe pastor deserves a good salary. Amen. He didn't tell me to say that. I mean, I don't even know what he gets. I know he gets maybe $300,000 a year, but nice. He probably gets about $30 a week or so. I don't know. But anyway. But I believe if men are doing God's work, I believe they deserve. But we do need the will of God. What does God want to do? And I believe your missions conference is one of those things that God would have you to give to. I give personally to missions. We have our church in Mexico supports 5 missionaries. And I personally support 2 more extra, one in Mexico, one in Cambodia. Among other things that we do, we get trailer loads of scriptures in and things like that, but I give personally to missions myself because I believe in missions. And I believe that we all ought to be involved in giving to the work of the Lord, giving in the will of God. Now, here's another thing. Sometimes we need to give sacrificially. Verse 2, it says, we're going to run out of time. Amen. All right. No smoke break for you guys today. We're going to go all the way up to 11. No, just kidding. Just kidding. We don't smoke. How then, in verse 2, Paul's talking about this great church and this great people, Macedonians, how that in a great trial of affliction and abundance of joy, and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberty. Verse 2, it says, they gave out of their poverty. They were poor. A lot of Mexicans say, we're poor, we can't give. And I said, that's the reason you're poor. I mean, you need to give to the Lord. I said, the Macedonians were poor, and they gave. If you wait for your rich to give, you'll never give. They need to be sacrificed. You know, it's real easy to give money that's not yours. Oh, yeah, well, there. Yeah, how much money do you need if it's not yours? I mean, not a problem. Just ask the government. They will take your money and give. It's easy to give out the stuff. I mean, but a sacrifice is giving your own personal money or your own personal time, sacrificing to give. And this one, you know, David went down and he said, "I need to make a sacrifice to the Lord." And he talked to this fellow. This guy's name is really different, and I can't even pronounce this guy's name. But he talked to this guy. This guy had a place where he was doing his harvest, and he was thrashing the wheat. And David went down to this fellow, and he says, "I need a place where I can sacrifice and some oxen unto our Lord God." And the guy says, "Hey, I'll give you the land. I'll give you the oxen." David says, No. I will not take something that's not mine. I'm going to pay you for that because God's watching, and I want God to see that I'm giving sacrificially, that I'm giving my own money for the Lord." And that's how we need to think about we're giving our own money. Amen. We're getting there. Amen. Now we need, verse 3, there's another principle, giving willingly. Giving willingly. In verse 3 it says, "For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves." They did it willingly. They wasn't browbeaten by the pastor, or like I am doing you now. I'm just kidding. But he didn't go down and says, "Well, how much you giving, buddy? What's your name? How much you giving?" Huh? Okay. No, he didn't do that. But they gave willingly. They were happy to give. And I went to Peru one time, and I went in the church, and they got all these names. I mean, a bunch of them. And they put down everything that they gave. I said, "Wow, that's a good way to do it, I guess." I went to another church in Mexico, and they did the same thing. But I said, "I'm not going to do that. If they don't give from the heart, they don't give it willingly, we don't really need it." They gave out of their love for God. They was impressed. They were actually cheerful to give. They're like, oh, hopefully they'll take this offering. I mean, how do we get to that point? You know, oh, we're all natural. We're human. And it just doesn't happen naturally. But the closer to God we are, with the discernment. Now, I'm not against saving. I think you need to save for the future, things like that. But God will take care of it. But what I'm saying is that we need to be given willingly, cheerfully, to the things of the Lord. But how do we get to that point? We just draw nigh to the Lord. And get close to Him. And then we'll begin to love, to give to the things that is of God. Now also they gave to prove their love for God in verse 8. And that's the reason. That's their motive. In verse 8 they said that they gave, I speak not by commandment, but of occasion of the forwardness of others to prove the sincerity of your love. You say you love God? Prove it. I mean, show me your checkbook and I'll show you where your heart is. If it has boats, life jackets, all of this, all these checks, I didn't say there's nothing wrong with some of these things, but I want to say, though, that where's your heart? What are we doing for the Lord? And sometimes we get cold on the Lord and we begin to think about, well, I think I deserve these things and things. And it's not wrong to have things. I'm just saying, it's not wrong. But don't forget God. Have you proven your love to the Lord? Your sincerity? Sinceridad? And the last one, give with the right motive. Verse 9, it says that Jesus gave himself, left the glories of riches of heaven, and gave himself for our dirty, rotten sinners, how we are. And shall we not give unto the Lord too, sacrificially? Again, God will bless you. Although Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and we must come to Him and give our life to Him in order to be saved. Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? You believe He died on the cross for your sins? But have you given yourself to the Lord? That's the thing. Maybe you're here this morning and it's like, you know, this guy is just trying to get my money. It is not. I want to say it's, are you giving yourself to the Lord? And then you will know that it's of God or not. Giving to the Lord, Missions Conference, is my favorite meeting of all the years I went to an old country church. They preached the gospel, preached salvation all the time. But they didn't have any missionaries. I didn't know anything about missionaries. I saw one missionary one time. Maybe two, but I saw one, and we couldn't understand what he had to say because he was from Japan, and he could barely speak English. But all of my life. So I finally went to a church. We moved to town. We got off the farm, and we moved to town. And we moved to Greenville, Tennessee. We lived out in Limestone, Chucky, out in the Royal area. So we went to another church, an Independent Baptist church, and they had a missions conference. I said, what is this? And, they had all these missionaries. I said, wow, this is neat. And they started preaching about the things, and they started preaching about giving. And I said, man, I love this. I wish I could be a missionary one day. But I said, they said, well, at the end of the week, we're going to take up cards. And I said, well, I can give $10 a week. That's easy. So I gave $10 a week. I started first time, didn't know anything about it. So I gave $10 a week, and I began to increase it there after that. It's a wonderful thing to be able to give. I mean, God has provided us with jobs and a good salary. We need to be responsible. We are responsible for our finances. A lot of people can't give because they're in debt. They can't give. Well, I say, work yourself out of debt and then begin to give to the Lord. Amen? We need to start somewhere. So here's some principles of giving. And my time is gone. I appreciate the time. Pastor, you come.